Welcome to 51st Dates. I'm your host, Jolie Moore. I now know that hindsight is 20/20. This season, I'm going to share that wisdom with you. In every twice-weekly episode, I'm going to highlight one of my postcards from my Take Note Stories of Narcissistic Abuse project and the unvarnished truth behind them. A lifetime of gaslighting and abuse are the reasons why my 51st Dates experiment was the unmitigated disaster that it was. I think it was kind of funny, a little bit tragic, but still a mess. Join me as I take on the task of finding out if my future self can forgive that person who lived through abuse and came out of the other side, still searching for a crazy, beautiful love story. Ready? Strap in. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to 51st Dates. It's your host, Jolie Moore. Let's get to card number 21, Supermarket Vandals. One morning when my mother was visiting, I went to the supermarket to get items on a wish list. While I was there, my car got a long scratch on the side, I assume from a shopping cart. Upon seeing the scratch, both my mother and my ex told me someone in LA must hate me and be targeting my car. So, fortunately, my mother's visits to LA were few and far between. I don't know why she didn't come. I invited her initially. Every time she visited me, even when I lived on the East Coast, she wouldn't speak to me for like a year or two because her visits never measured up to whatever it was that she expected. The first time she visited me, oh my God, I had just bought my first house, and I must have gone to work because when I came home, she had rearranged the furniture, rearranged the kitchen, put my dog in a room in the basement. I had like a partially finished basement with a back room. She had locked my dog in the room in the basement, and I don't even know what else. I was just like slightly horrified. And she was like, well, I moved everything because this would be more convenient for you, as if I couldn't figure out where to put my own glasses, plates, and utensils. And to be frank, actually, my ex had a stepfather who, look, I just think is batshit crazy, who would do the same thing. People just came in to the house and felt very free to rearrange things to their liking. Like, I literally have never met so many boundary-stomping people. Anyway, during this visit, I lived in LA, up in the hills with my ex at that house. And my mother would come. She would make no one. She would just announce she was coming. One day, 2 days, 2 weeks, and I was to change everything to accommodate her. And I actually used to do it. So this visit, I remember she was like, I'm coming. I don't know. I feel like she gave me like 1 or 2 days notice. And when I checked online to see when her flight was landing early. So I was like, oh, I don't have time to wash my car. Cause the biggest complaint my ex and my mother made is that I was dirty and a mess and disorganized. Clearly this is about them because I'm very clean and very neat and very organized. As you know from the previous season, the biggest complaint with dating was people thought my place was too neat. Whatever, I can't win. I don't know what the appropriate level of mess is, but I've never met anybody's standard. So I was like, oh my God, she's flying in early to LAX. I have to get there because if I don't get there, I'll never hear the end of it. So my plan had been to like wash my car and then drive to the airport. But their flight landing an hour early, I lost that. Getting a car washed and detailed in LA takes an hour. I don't know why. No matter when you go, what you do, it takes forever. Even if there's nobody there and 15 people doing cars, it just takes forever. I've let that go. So I didn't have time to get it washed. So I drive down frantically, park in the lot, go into, I don't know, Southwest or whatever. I don't know, whatever airline she flew, that terminal, and waited. So she had arrived early. She wheeled her bag out. And I was like, okay, well, we got to go to the car. And we get to the car. And the first thing she says is, oh my God, your car is dirty. You wouldn't even clean it for me. And okay, when I'm talking dirty, I'm talking like I parked in a garage and I never went anywhere. So we're talking like dust and it hadn't been vacuumed. And I did at that point, I think, hike a lot, and I still bike a lot. So there's usually sand or, well, just sand from my shoes in the car. But we're not talking about a lot of sand. So she was like complaining. So we get to my house. At that point, even though I had four bedrooms, my ex didn't like guests. So I never had a guest room for more than a few minutes. I've had a couple people stay as guests, but pretty much no. So I didn't have a guest room. So she stayed in an Airbnb, which probably worked better for everybody, maybe. So I dropped her off at the Airbnb, and the next morning she's like, pick me up. So I go pick her up. She comes to the house and she was like, you don't have any food I like. So, you know, for reasons I can't get into, she doesn't eat my food. So I was like, fine, it's like 7 or 8 a.m. I'll go to the store and get whatever's on your list. We don't eat the same. So I'm sure she wanted juice, potato chips, cookies, stuff I wouldn't eat. So I get in my car. I had a black SUV at the time, I remember it. I get in the car and I drive over to the grocery store. So I park near a dumpster, to be frank, far away from any other cars. And I go in and buy whatever it is she wants. I come out and there's a scratch on my car and conveniently like a cart like over nearby. And I was like, oh my God, somebody pushed the cart. It scratched my car. What am I going to do? I mean, we're talking like maybe like a, I don't know, 5-10 inch scratch, but a surface scratch, the kind of thing you can theoretically buff out. I did not care that deeply. What am I going to do? I live in LA. If I wanted a scratchless car, well, I don't know what I'd have to do. So I get home and this is such a mistake on my part. I was like, here's your stuff. I can't believe my car got scratched. So my ex, my mother run down to look at the car in the garage and they're both like, oh my God, did you like flip somebody off? Did you like scream at somebody? Did you like, you know, anger somebody? Which is, by the way, something they would do. And I'm like, no, I went to the store, I came back and they're like, oh my God, somebody must hate you. You know, because somebody, you know, only like, somebody who got targeted would do this, and I'm sure your car got keyed, and you should be grateful that the damage wasn't worse. I can't believe you're like out there pissing people off. Now we're talking about the grocery store. I literally drove maybe half a mile in the morning. Nobody's out there. And I was like, fine. But they were always convinced that people were out to do bad things to me because I was pissing people off. You know, I realize now that that's probably a whole boatload of projection, but that's where that went. It was, I don't even know what to say. Like, this was just the level of kind of nuttiness that I had to put up with. And during these visits, actually, I usually either was nauseous or had a migraine or both. And I think like after I went and got whatever grocery she wanted, I probably like made myself some breakfast and then went and laid down for like a few hours. And I remember that night making dinner. I don't know what I made, but I was trying to like sit and eat dinner, and I went and like I had to throw up my dinner and I had to go upstairs and lay down. Like the two of them, each one of them together individually, I could stomach to some degree, but when they were together, the toxicity level was just too high and my body could never take it. I'm Julie Moore, and this has been 51st Dates, the podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope you'll share, rate, and review it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others find the crazy, beautiful love stories that I like to share. Also, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. If you'd like to know how this project started, my memoir, 51st Dates, is available wherever books are sold. A link is always included in the show notes. I'm also a romance writer. If you want to know more about my books, please visit joliemoore.com for more information. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Substack at @xojoliemoore. The essays accompanying these postcards are available on Substack. You can also follow me on all social media at the same handle, @xojoliemoore. Thanks for listening, and I'll be in your ears very soon.